sort of gives you a little taste of what's to come. And that's one thing folks should watch for in the coming months here, some engagement opportunities. So as we talk about, say, the 4th Street Bridge or down further the Highway 218 bridge that goes north out of Austin, some of those that just getting people's input on what works for them. And it's very helpful because while we can't address everyone's interests and everyone's needs, it's helpful to have those perspectives there of, you know, if they're, you know, there's a lot of truck traffic and how do the trucks use it? If they're biking, if they're walking, you know, any sorts of things like that, we'll be able to at least try to view that and incorporate it as we can into that. So look ahead probably in the next 2 to 3 months here. There'll be some, you know, information meetings either in person or virtually in some different ways for people to get their input in as we move ahead. But yeah, it's significant. And I think that's something folks in Austin, they might just take for granted, but there are a number of bridges as you come through that corridor on I-90, which is, you know, relatively rare for a community. You know, if you count up how many exits there are a lot. And with those come bridges, and those bridges are starting to come to their end of their useful lifespan and need to be replaced. So we're formulating that plan and the designs and hope to get some input from the community in the coming months.